Red Fox Part 2. I rested back in the chair, my eyes seeing stories I had just heard. The fox spoke in such a familiar voice, and it was calming to me. I felt my warmed feet slide against each other as I only became more immersed in the fantastical pleasure that was the stories. The fox took a moment to look up from the endless tome and eye me curiously. I take it you enjoy having stories read to you, the fox noted with a chipper tone. It has been so long since I heard an audiobook, I murmured. There was a blanket around me, my aching back no longer aching as it was caressed by the wonderful pillows I rested against. Firm, but not so much that I felt discomfort. Perfect. I don't even remember which book it was, I just remember never finishing it. Loss of interest, the fox asked. No, internet ran out for that month and I couldn't afford to buy more until payday, I answered thoughtfully. The next month the book slipped my mind, and I didn't even bother finishing it. That is a shame. Not really, it was rubbish. Something about a dying man, but it felt so insincere. As if the man was dying, just for the sake of dying. Death is a tool, in writing used to invoke emotion. Death scenes can be powerful. It depends on the book, sometimes books and stories have so much death that it loses its meaning. True. Many of the stories you heard now have used death in some shape and form. Which did you find had the best use of death? I took a moment to ponder it. The superfluous death in the action stories, the unnecessary death in the darker scenarios, was all too familiar. I felt I had seen or read of each death somewhere before. In the end, I decided on the death that gave me the most entertainment. Death at sea, I replied. Seeing death as an average person, well, walking skeleton, made it so much more enjoyable. Perhaps you are so used to death happening frequently that you crave moments where death is on vacation, the fox pondered. Stories of life may appeal to you more. Stories of life, I yawned. Maybe, anyway, I feel like I am ready to go to sleep. The fox yawned after me, it seemed to be contagious. I chuckled at the sight of the creature's jaw opening to reveal white sharp teeth and a pink tongue. It was adorable despite his size. It appears we both are, but I still have more stories to tell others, the fox nodded. I will be here until then you will be somewhere else. Good night. At that last word, I felt the armchair I was once sitting against lean back further slowly. The books on their bookshelves, the fireplace and the red fox melted like paint on a canvas, and the darkness of my bedroom returned for the briefest of seconds as my eyes finally closed for the night. I woke up the next morning feeling so well rested. I rolled out of the bed and gathered my things which I had thrown so haphazardly around the room. After tidying, I cleaned, brushed my teeth and showered. Dressing up felt easy and smooth. Clothes rested on me comfortably, hugging me tight enough so I could feel them. Breakfast of two boiled eggs and toast was once so bland and tasteless to me, but when your mind is somewhere else the blandness disappears and you just appreciate the warmth of the food. The day was just beginning, but I felt the energy to go now and beat it to the punch. I left the apartment and walked down the pavement, more exploring than going anywhere in particular. There was no work today, perhaps that was the source of my joy. Something about that night just felt fulfilling in some way, but I didn't seem too concerned with searching my memory of what happened. Eventually, I had escaped the shadow of the skyscrapers, and the warm light of the morning sun hit me. I stood there a moment and stared out a little further at the park ahead of me. The wall of green was perforated, letting golden light flow through. I watched the families play with their dogs for a moment before the smell of coffee hit me. There it was, that craving. The idea of warm coffee sent me into a swirl of desire, and before I could fully realize it was, I walked through the door into the warming cafe, listening to the kind of jazz that didn't put you to sleep, but the kind of jazz that made your feet move and your heartbeat with a little more enthusiasm. I sat down for a moment in a booth staring out at what the day offered me and pondered which direction to walk, wondering what I would see and do along the way. "Good morning, early bird," a voice greeted. I turned my head to see a beautiful woman with flowing hair and bright wild eyes. "What can I get you?" It was a wonderful feeling to exchange smiles, words and numbers with her. I no longer pondered the direction I would walk, but the date the two of us would have tomorrow. I drank my coffee after our small but meaningful conversation. A goodbye felt difficult, but I kept moving onwards into the city. The energy I felt was powerful, so I decided to return home and try something I always meant to. Once home, I meandered over to my computer and began tapping away till the program opened up. A white screen awaited my next command. I typed what I felt. I created a world at first, then a character to make it their own. I wrote stories that I felt I knew so well, but never had the heart to put on paper. I wrote because I loved to, and I would continue to write until there was nothing left that my imagination could offer me. Luckily, that was a deep and endless well to drink from, as my life was filled with love and positivity. I had a chance to share this feeling through fiction. So, I did,